From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, in partnership this week with Health News Florida. Haiti is no stranger to trauma, as we were reminded yesterday when at least 16 people were killed in an accident in Port-au-Prince during carnival celebrations. The country is still recovering from a 2010 earthquake that killed 300,000 people. During those catastrophic moments 5 years ago, it was hard to imagine any silver lining, but an important one did emerge. Before the earthquake, emergency medicine in Haiti was unreliable at best, sometimes unattainable. The disaster revived emergency medicine in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Today, if you suffer a heart attack or a bad accident in Haiti, you have a better chance of getting proper treatment. And here's a big reason why.
So how many days ago was your surgery?
Dr. Shailesh Garg is a trauma medicine fellow with the University of Miami and Jackson Memorial Hospital. He's on a video conference, not in Haiti, but 700 miles away in Miami at Jackson's Ryder Trauma Center. Garg is sitting in his scrubs inside a large room with enough video screens on the wall to fill a sports bar. Through a webcam, he's advising Dr. Kathleen Charles, a Haitian physician at the Bernard Mev Hospital in Port-au-Prince.
This morning, she presents fever.
Charles is caring for a Haitian woman who sustained severe injuries in a recent car crash. But the patient's showing symptoms that are hard to diagnose there, given the lack of resources and access to equipment like CAT scans. Garg suggests possible explanations.
The fever could be just from the pulmonary embolism.
Afterwards, Charles talks about the value of Garg joining her, or telejoining her, on her rounds.
It's a great thing. He gave us a clue that maybe she could have a pulmonary embolism.
The problem was a pulmonary embolism or a blood clot in the lung. But Garg says it's he who ends up admiring his Haitian colleagues for how well they make do.
I just amazed, like, if we have to compare from Haiti to here, we have all the resources, we can get anything done. If I had to go there and if I had to work, I would have so much tough time.
Helping Haitian trauma doctors do more with what little they have is a big point of this telemedicine program. The University of Miami set it up 2 months ago with Bernard Mev, Haiti's only trauma and critical care hospital. Dr. Barth Green heads neurosurgery at the University of Miami and is one of the Haiti telemedicine directors.
What we've been able to do is provide them with creative alternatives. For example, if they're doing a brain injury and they can use a drill that's used for orthopedics to open the skull instead of a specially designed super duper 2015 Dada drill that we have here in Miami.
Green is also co-founder of Project Metashare, which UM started 2 decades ago so its doctors could assist Haiti's threadbare medical system. Metashare's presence after the 2010 earthquake was crucial, and it's been no less important in helping Haitian clinics like Bernard Mev build better trauma care. But Green says it also became apparent that promoting Haitian doctors needed to be a stronger part of Metashare's efforts.
Training Haitians to take care of Haitians instead of talking to ourselves about how good we are or what we're doing.
That led to the telemedicine campaign. More than just collegial consultation, Green describes the telemedicine campaign as real-time medical school for Haitian MDs. Dr. Tony Esalen, a Haitian-American who's an internal medicine and pediatric specialist at Miami and Bernard Mev, helped develop the program.
It's raised the bar. It's demonstrated to Haitian medical staff members that more can be done for reversible traumas. More can be done, and that fosters hope.
The University of Miami plans to carry that hope into other parts of Haiti soon by expanding telemedicine into the country's rural interior. Internet and other communications technology challenges will be even bigger there than they are in Port-au-Prince. But UM doctors say so-called telehealth technology, especially mobile tech, is advancing quickly enough. And remote first world locales like the Florida Keys are benefiting as much as developing countries like Haiti. Dr. Antonio Martos heads UM's trauma telemedicine.
When you have a trauma in QS, we advise him what to do over there. Like they have a patient that's stroke in the Keys, they don't have any neurology in the Keys.
That's a reminder, in fact, that in the session that starts next month, the Florida legislature will take up several bills to expand telemedicine in the state. The bill's supporters might now point to Haiti. For Health News Florida, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.